Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Jane reading for the Odessa American for Saturday, May 28th. This is Jane reading for the Odessa American for Saturday, May 28th. Odessan convicted of murder gets life. A jury Friday rejected an Odessa man's claims that he acted in self-defense when he stabbed another man to death in December of 2020 and sentenced him to life in prison. It took the jury 30 minutes to convict Joseph Richard Grondahl, 33, of murder in the death of Austin Pasillas, 25. It took another hour to render their sentence. Grondahl was represented by Luis Chavez and law school student Anthony Chavez, who argued he acted in self-defense. According to Texas law, jurors needed to find that Grondahl reasonably believed his actions were immediately necessary to protect himself or others from the unlawful use of deadly force. The law states someone who reasonably believes their actions are justified is someone who is an ordinary and prudent person. Grondahl testified Thursday that he drove over to the Carriage House Apartments on North Dixie Boulevard shortly after midnight on December 13, 2020, to hang out with his former girlfriend, Natalie Lassiter. After he arrived, he said Pasillas, who had also dated Lassiter, showed up high on methamphetamine. A short time after that, Grondahl said Pasillas grabbed Lassiter's face and neck to force her to kiss him, and then announced he was going to kill her and her family. He then stood up with a knife in his hand, Grondahl said. When he stood up to defend Lassiter, Pasillas announced he was going to kill everyone on the porch, starting with him, Grondahl said. Grondahl said Lassiter made to go into her apartment, and he took the opportunity to slip past Pasillas to go down the stairs. Thinking twice about leaving Lassiter unprotected and remembering his keys, cell phone, and wallet were upstairs, Grondahl said he turned around to go back up the stairs from midway down. However, Pasillas reminded me that he was going to kill me, so he turned around again to go back down, Grondahl said. He was at the bottom of the stairs when Pasillas shoved him into another apartment's door, and thinking he'd been stabbed, Grondahl said he pulled his own knife out. As he backpedaled, Grondahl said he struck out repeatedly until he heard Pasillas say he'd been stabbed. He then retrieved his belongings and fled in a panic, Grondahl said. He got partway to El Paso before his adrenaline started to wear off and he turned around. An autopsy revealed Pasillas was stabbed 3 times in the chest and slashed once. One of the stab wounds was straight to the heart. Although prosecutors...
Neighborhood Watch Party. Odessa Police Department has scheduled a Neighborhood Watch Party event from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. June 4th at Pepper Tree Apartments, 4600 Oakwood Drive. There will be food, jumpers, games, music, crime prevention tips, and more. Visit odessapd.com. Tacos, tequila, and tattoos. Occasions Fine Jewelry and Legacy Harley-Davidson have scheduled King Baby Jewelry Trunk Show, Tattoo Bike Contest, Tequila, Tacos, and Ride from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. June 4th at Legacy, 12100 West Highway 80 East. The ride will start at 1 p.m. at Legacy and end at Occasions. For more information, call 432-684-0510 or visit tinyurl.com/MRRW53TR. Rods for God Family Car Show. Second Baptist Church, 711 East 17th, has scheduled Rods for God Family Car Show from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. June 4th. Fee is $10 plus a bag of canned food. There will be kids' activities, and Vacation Bible School registration. For car registration, call 432-334-8381 or register the day of the car show. Chingo Bling. The Ector Theater, 500 North Texas, has scheduled a Chingo Bling, the Legalized Freedom Tour, at 7 p.m. June 4th. Doors open at 6 p.m. This is an 18 and over event. For tickets or more information, visit tinyurl.com/YC4NZT2Y. Tejano Showcase. The Destination, 1705 West Industrial in Midland, has scheduled a Tejano Showcase featuring Jorge Moreno, June 4th. Doors open at 7 p.m. There will be food, drinks, music, and games. Limited pre-sale tickets are $15 or $20 at the door. For tickets or information, call 432-352-0913 or visit thedestinationmidland.com. Vacation Bible School. Second Baptist Church, 711 East 17th, has scheduled Make Waves VBS for ages 4 through 6th grade from 6 to 9 p.m. June 5th through 9th. To register or for information, email jsbrem_98@yahoo.com or visit tinyurl.com/YT75TM86. Sherwood Baptist Church, 505 East 42nd, has scheduled Vacation Bible School for kindergarten through 8th grade students from 6 to 9 p.m., June 5th through 9th. This year's theme is Spark Studios, created for Christ, designed for God's purpose. To register or for more information, call 432-366-0331 or visit sbcodessa.org/VBS. Chapel Hill Baptist Church, 1820 East 52nd, has scheduled Vacation Bible School for ages 4 through middle school from 9 a.m. to noon, June 6th through 10th. Register at tinyurl.com/YCKZVCWR. Connection Christian Church, 4141 Tanglewood Lane, has scheduled a VBS Worship Arts Camp for ages 4 through 5th grade from 9 a.m. to noon, June 6th through 9th. Activities include drama, music, art, snacks, dance, and more. The children will help lead worship at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. on June 12th. Registration deadline is June 1st. Register at tinyurl.com/596449SA. First United Methodist Church, 415 North Lee, has scheduled a worship arts camp for children in grades kindergarten through 5th, completed from 9 a.m. to noon, June 6th through 9th. The camp will include teaching biblical lessons through song, crafts, and other fun activities. To register or for more information, call 432-337-1527 or visit fumcodessa.org. Belmont Baptist Church, 1200 West 8th, has scheduled Vacation Bible School, Monumental, Celebrating God's Creation, from 6 to 8 p.m., June 6th through 10th. Registration starts June 1st in the Fellowship Hall. Bring a towel and shoes that can get wet for some water fun. Snacks will be provided. The event is free. Visit tinyurl.com/5987ZKEA. Treasure Island, Bright Star Play. The Ector County Library, 321 West 5th, has scheduled Treasure Island, Bright Star Play at 3 p.m. June 6th in the auditorium. For more information, call 432-332-0633 or visit ector.lib.tx.us. Return to Giant Screening. The Hotel Paisano, 207 Highland in Marfa, will host a special screening of the award-winning documentary Return to Giant, RTG, at 7 p.m. June 6th. Special guest will be Marcus Winslow, James Dean's cousin and executor of the Dean Estate. For tickets or information, visit tinyurl.com/3VU2JEZZ. Trolls. The Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 in Midland, will present The Trolls at 6 p.m. June 7th and 8th. Doors open at 5 p.m. for both events. For tickets or for more information, visit tinyurl.com/8MJZRYKF. Storytime and Crafts. The Ector County Library, 321 West 5th, has scheduled Storytime and Crafts, Monster with author Teresia Porta, at 10 a.m. June 8th. For more information, call 432-332-0633 or visit ector.lib.tx.us. Map Making. The Ector County Library, 321 West 5th, has scheduled map making from 3 to 4:30 p.m. June 8th in the basement activity room. For more information, call 432-332-0633 or visit ector.lib.tx.us. Michael Martin Murphy. The Ector County Theater, 500 North Texas, will present the Michael Martin Murphy The Road Beyond Tour event from 7 to 10 p.m. June 8th. For tickets or more information, visit theector.com. Annual Mariachi and Ballet Workshops. The Hispanic Cultural Center of Midland has scheduled the 16th Annual Mariachi and Ballet Workshops, June 8th through 10th. Workshops will focus on the following instruments: vihuela, guitarrón, guitar, violin, trumpet, harp, and vocal. Folklorico region fee is $50 per student. Workshops will be held at the Abel Junior High School, 3201 Heritage Boulevard in Midland. Workshop schedule is June 8th, 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., June 9th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., June 10th, 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. The Fiesta de Garibaldi competition and showcase will take place at 6:30 p.m. June 9th at Legacy High School Auditorium, 3500 Neely in Midland. Admission is $5 and kids 12 and under are free. Noche de Mariachi concert will take place June 10th at the Midland College Chaparral Center, 3600 North Garfield in Midland. Student concert will be at 6:30 p.m. and Mariachi Los Viajeros at 7:30 p.m. Admission is $15 for adults and $10 for children 12 and under. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/3PXE4VEH. Book Club. The Ector County Library Children's Department has scheduled Percy Jackson Book Club from 3:30 to 5 p.m. June 9th in the library basement activity room, 321 West 5th. For more information, call 432-332-0633 or visit ector.lib.tx.us. Quilt Show. The Abilene Quilters Guild has scheduled the 28th annual Stars Over Abilene Regional Quilt Show from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. June 10th and 11th at the Abilene Convention Center, 1100 North 6th in Abilene. Two quilts given by the Abilene Quilters Guild will be raffled off at the event. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/2P9HH3W5. Mariachi Concerts. Mariachi Los Viajeros has scheduled Noche de Mariachi Concert June 10th at the Schapp Center at Midland College, 3600 North Garfield. The student concert will start at 6:30 and the Mariachi Concert at 7:30 p.m. Visit tinyurl.com/3AYT3HXK. Who Do I Think I Am Tour. The Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 in Midland, will present the Angela Johnson Who Do I Think I Am Tour at 7:30 p.m. June 10th. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. For tickets or for more information, visit tinyurl.com/BDDY6F9V. Movies in the Park. The Odessa Parks and Recreation has scheduled Movies in the Park starting at dark at the following schedule and locations. June 10th, Sherwood Park, Encanto. June 24th, Woodson Park, The Mitchells vs. Machines. July 8th, Lawndale Park, Adam's Family 2. July 22nd, McKinney Park, Space Jam, A New Legacy. August 5th, Floyd Gwynn Park, Clifford the Big Red Dog. Bring chairs, blankets, and snacks. Concessions will be available at each movie event. Movies are free and open to the public. Movies can be rescheduled, moved, or canceled due to any weather or any other complication. Visit tinyurl.com/HMUZZUSU. Parks Legato Farmers Market. Parks Legato Farmers Market has been scheduled from 8 a.m. to noon, June 11th, July 9th, August 13th, September 10th, and October 8th at the Parks Legato Town Center, 7260 East Highway 191. There will be produce, bread, jams, baked goods, food trucks, and more. Vendor applications are available at parkslegato.mymarket.org/forms/sign up. For more information, visit parkslegato.com. Planet Troopers Summer Celebration. Keep Odessa Beautiful has scheduled a Planet Troopers Summer Celebration from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. June 11th at McKinney Park, 625 West Pool. The celebration will include jumpers, splash pad, free lunch, giveaways, DJ John Crichton, snow cones, and more. Troopers who have registered and completed cleanup guidelines are eligible to get a free 7-day summer pool pass. Keep Odessa Beautiful is currently taking registrations for the Planet Troopers Summer Program. Troopers can pick up cleanup supplies and materials and complete their cleanup anytime through June 10th. To register or for more information, call 432-335-4686. Email amenard@odessa-tx.gov or visit tinyurl.com/4AF2SA65.
This is Jane reading for the Odessa American for Saturday, May 28th. Obituaries and death notices. In Odessa, Verdi Falks, 92, passed away peacefully at her home, surrounded by family and friends, on Monday, May 23rd. Graveside services will be at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, May 31st, at Lawn Haven Memorial Gardens in San Angelo. She is survived by her children, Elaine Hill, Linda and Michael Bohannon, Jimmy and Patty Austin, and Peggy and Dennis Crook, Kenneth Austin and David Prouty, Mickey and Junior Flores, Vicki Warden and Paulette Ray, Danny Kay and Kitty Folks, and Ronnie and Vicki Lipsy of Odessa. In Dallas, Jane Elizabeth Maxwell Whitehead, 81, passed away peacefully at her home on May 7th. Jane was born on a cattle ranch in Lovelady, Texas, on November 7th, 1940, to Mabel Goodrum Maxwell and William Little Maxwell. Jane is survived by her two daughters, Quincy Lee Whitehead and Casey Jane Whitehead Tierney. A celebration of Jane's life will be held in Odessa on June 4th at the Garden Room at La Bodega at 2 p.m. She will be buried in Lovelady, Texas on July 16th, followed by a reception at First Methodist Church in Lovelady, Texas at 1 p.m. In Houston, services for Michael Wayne Hammond, 50, are scheduled for 1 p.m. on Tuesday, May 31st at Bethlehem Baptist Church with Reverend Darren Willis officiating. Burial will be at Rose Hill Cemetery. Michael died on Saturday, May 21st in Houston. He was born on July 20th, 1971 in Fort Stockton. In Odessa, Loretta Jane Thomas, 75, gained her wings on Saturday, May 21st, after her courageous battle with cancer. She was born to Henry Jackson Clark and Lillian Maurice Clark on May 23rd, 1946, in Matador, Texas. She married William Robert Thomas, and together they had four children. Her life will forever be cherished in the lives of her children. William Robert Thomas, Valerie Jane Coppedge, and Vicki Lynn Thomas. Arrangements are entrusted to Acres West Funeral Chapel in Odessa. Condolences to the family may be made online at acreswestfuneral.com. Death notices. Russell Eugene Baker, in Odessa, 92, died on Thursday, May 26th, in Odessa. Memorial service will be held at 2 p.m., May 31st, at Central Baptist Church, 1401 North Texas Avenue, in Odessa. Vonnie Taylor is officiating. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. In Houston, Gary Wayne Wisenhunt, age 75, of Odessa, passed away Wednesday, April 27th, in Houston. Gary slipped peacefully from his place with his worldly family to his heavenly family. Gary was surrounded by his loved ones at Houston Methodist Hospital. Visitation will be Thursday evening, June 2nd, at Sunset Memorial Funeral Home from 6 to 8 p.m. Memorial services will be held at 10 a.m. on Friday, June 3rd, at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church at 7601 North Grandview. Father Joseph Barberi is officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Funeral Home. Gary is survived by his wife, Sandy Wisenhunt, his son, Scott, and his special lady, Julie Richards, his daughter, Lori, and most loved and cherished grandson, Brody Wayne Fisher.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, May 29th, 2022. Section A. Saudi Arabia's Oil Dominance to Last by Bob Campbell. The world's two biggest oil and natural gas reservoirs are in the Permian Basin and Saudi Arabia, with estimated remaining reserves of 50 billion barrels of oil and 300 trillion cubic feet of natural gas here, and 58 billion barrels and 333 trillion cubic feet there. That's about all they have in common, but that much makes a whole bunch of cachet on the global stage. Odessa oil man Kirk Edwards and the Washington, D.C.-based Independent Petroleum Association of America say Saudi Arabia will remain an oil and gas behemoth for decades to come, and its whims and priorities must always be considered, notwithstanding the eccentricities that make it one of the strangest countries on earth. Ever since 1997, when I started following this scenario, Saudi has been able to set the world price based on their ability to put oil on the market and take it off, Edwards said. They've been ruled by a kingdom for centuries. It's not what America likes to see as a democracy, but that has been their political system, and it will continue to be that way for centuries to come. They put oil on the market based on what pricing level they want to achieve, and they are the dominant power over the rest of the countries in OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, and OPEC Plus. Edwards said Saudi Arabia has oil and gas wells throughout its 830,000 square miles, compared to Texas' 268,597 square miles. And its energy industry has been based in the Ghawar field near the Persian Gulf since the discovery of oil there in 1948. But he said the nation's dominance is often resented by its partners in OPEC and OPEC Plus. OPEC works on a quota system, and in 2020, before the pandemic hit, many of those countries were cheating on their quotas and putting a thumb in the eye of the Saudis, Edwards said. The Saudis wanted to set an example, so they flooded the market and let those countries know that they had the ability to drop prices as quickly as they wanted to. It just ruined us when they did that. Asked if the most prominent OPEC Plus member, Russia, will ever be readmitted to the worldwide oil and gas business after its ostracism for its invasion of Ukraine, Edwards said it probably will be, but only after it pays billions of dollars in reparations to Ukraine. IPAA Senior Public Affairs Director Jennifer Marsteller said the Saudi Arabia leaders increasingly must balance their perspectives with those of Russia, Iran, the United Arab Emirates, Iraq, and others within the producing group. Finding consensus is not getting any easier given the internal relationship dynamics within OPEC and OPEC Plus, and considering the global geopolitical shift created by the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Marsteller said. Just based on their enormous reserves and traditional political clout, Saudi Arabia will continue to have considerable influence in both the short and long-term energy picture. However, the personalities involved are changing, and so are the nuances of political ties. Marsteller said slowing inflation is a challenge for all governments, and this process will take time. Some countries, including the United States, have asked for production to be increased to help reduce global oil prices, but OPEC and OPEC Plus have chosen to maintain their quota policy, and their constituents are struggling even to meet these monthly quotas, she said. In addition, They have limited spare capacity among them, with most extra capacity being in Saudi Arabia and the UAE. As an example of the political fluctuations, Marsteller cited Saudi Arabia's decision not to get involved in the European Union sanctions against Russia. These countries exert maximum control internally, but they have shown that they are much more careful about getting involved in political spheres outside of their country or group, she said. The U.S. relationship with Saudi Arabia has only become more complicated. Perhaps we will never return to our traditional relationship. The U.S. needs to focus on its own domestic oil and gas business and reduce its dependence on foreign supplies that may come with uncomfortable political or diplomatic undertones. Similarly, the U.S. will have more limited ability to influence OPEC and OPEC Plus in how they react to global events and flashpoints. The two countries are likely to become more independent and less reliant on each other in the areas of diplomacy and military support. The onus will be on the U.S. to better manage its medium to long-term energy supply, given the preponderance of reserves possessed by Saudi Arabia. The unfolding situation in Europe reminds us of the dangers of overdependence on something so critical as energy. The members of OPEC are Algeria, Angola, the Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Libya, Nigeria, the UAE, Venezuela, and of course Saudi Arabia. OPEC Plus consists of Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Brunei, Kazakhstan, Malaysia, Mexico, Oman, the Philippines, Sudan, South Sudan, and Russia. Obituaries for Sunday, May 29th. Vicki Glenn Davies McClure, Richardson. Vicki G. McClure passed away April 22nd. She was preceded in death by her daughter, Cynthia Renee Carruth. She is survived by Donna Williams, wife, sister, Sarah McClure, brother, Rusty Garvin, one granddaughter, several step-siblings, Billy Garvin and Mincy Garvin. Vicki donated her body to science. Betty Jo Kelso Plummer. Betty Kelso Plummer, 78, of Houston, passed away Friday, May 13th. She was born in Gatesville, December 27, 1943, to Joe and Imogene Kelso. She was preceded in death by her parents and a niece, Lisa Fisher. She is survived by her husband of 60 years, Jerry Plummer, her children, Joey Plummer and wife Kim of Kingwood, Jason Plummer and wife Chevelle of Austin, four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, a sister, Carolyn Fisher of Longview, sisters-in-law, Catherine Llewellyn of Odessa and Diane Plummer of Louisiana, and a niece and several nephews, step-grandchildren and extended nieces and nephews. A celebration of life will be held at 10:30 a.m. Monday, June 6th at Humble First Assembly of God Church in Humble. Ronnie Leslie Les Brownlee, Annandale, Virginia. Les Brownlee, former Army Undersecretary and combat veteran, passed away at age 82 on May 19th at his home in Annandale, Virginia. He was 82. Les was born July 11, 1939, in Pampa, to Clyde and Gladys Brownlee. He is survived by his daughter, Tracy Brownlee Carney, and husband, Clay, of Falls Church, Virginia, his son, John L. Brownlee, and wife, Leanne, of Great Falls, Virginia, a sister, Kay L. Peek, and husband, Buster, of San Angelo, three granddaughters, his former wife, Nancy L. Hoyler, and husband, Robert, of Fairfax Station, Virginia, a nephew and several nieces. A celebration of life service will take place Saturday, June 4th at 11 a.m. at Annandale United Methodist Church. A funeral service and burial will be held at Arlington National Cemetery at a future date. Tributes in lieu of flowers may be sent to Blue Star Families at bluestarfam.org. Online guestbook is available at www.moneyandking.com. Death notices. Russell Eugene Rusty Baker. Russell Eugene Rusty Baker, 92, of Odessa, died Thursday, May 26th. A memorial service is scheduled for 2 p.m. May 31st at Central Baptist Church in Odessa, with Vonnie Taylor officiating. Arrangements are by Acres West Funeral Chapel of Odessa. Verdi Mae Folks. Verdi Mae Folks, 92, of Odessa, died Monday, May 23rd. A graveside service is scheduled for 1 p.m. May 31st at Lawn Haven Memorial Gardens in San Angelo, with Pastor Burke Millard officiating. Arrangements are by Sunset Memorial Gardens and Funeral Home of Odessa. Jimmy Jimenez, Jr. Jimmy Jimenez, Jr., 55, died Thursday, May 26th in Odessa. Services are pending with Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa. Permian Basin Calendar. Free drive-through COVID-19 tests. The City of Odessa Incident Command is partnering with Curative to offer the COVID-19 PCR tests drive-through from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday at the corner of 2nd and Grant. Insurance information will be requested. If no insurance, test will be free. To book an appointment, visit curative.com. Summer Mummers. The Midland Community Theater, 2000 West Wadley in Midland, has scheduled the 74th season of The Summer Mummers, Game of Homes, A Song of Dirtland. Performances will take place each Friday and Saturday, June 3rd through September 3rd at the Yucca Theater, 208 North Colorado in Midland. Attendees must be 21 or older with a valid ID to purchase and consume alcohol. For tickets or more information, click summermummers.com. Holiday closures. The Odessa American Business Office will be closed Memorial Day, May 30th. Customer service will be open from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Call 432-337-7314 or email customercare@aimmediatx.com. City of Odessa offices will be closed May 30th in observation of Memorial Day. Trash will not be serviced that day. Customers with rollout carts normally serviced on Mondays can expect service May 31st. Carts normally serviced on Tuesday will be serviced later. Residential brown dumpsters will be serviced once this week. Apartments and commercials will be serviced twice this week. to avoid an overflowing accumulation of trash and debris in dumpsters. Citizens are asked to recycle items at the Odessa Recycle Center, 816 West 42nd. Drop-off windows for cardboard, plastics, paper, aluminum, and tin cans are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For complete recycling information, visit tinyurl.com/4UZ63RRD. Trash, debris, and bulky items piled next to alley dumpsters is illegal and prevents the solid waste trucks from being able to pick up the containers when service resumes. During the holiday period, city trash receptacles should be reserved for perishable items only. Summer Day Camp. Campfire West Texas will be providing a summer day camp for children age 5 to 12 at Gonzales Elementary School, 2700 Disney. The camp will be open from 7:45 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. May 31st through July 29th. Cost will be $90 for the week per child, and children will need to bring their own lunch. A morning and afternoon snack will be provided for each child, along with games, trips, sports, and many more fun supervised activities. No child will be turned away because of financial need. Financial assistance is available based on family size and income levels. For more information, call Campfire West Texas at 432-570-4144 or visit campfirewtx.org. Free School Safety and Mental Health Summit. Region 18 Education Service Center, 2811 La Force Boulevard in Midland, has scheduled a free School Safety and Mental Health Summit from 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. May 31st. The event offers critical insight and resources for reducing and preventing youth violence. Keynote speaker will be Molly Hudgens, school counselor, author, and Congressional Medal of Honor, Citizens Honor recipient for heroism. She will share her story of talking a student with a loaded handgun out of committing a mass shooting and how to recognize the red flags. All attendees will receive a free copy of her book, Saving Sycamore, The School Shooting That Never Happened. To register or for more information, visit tinyurl.com/YCKHJDEJ. Texas Farm Bureau's West Texas Wildfire Relief Fund. Farmers and ranchers affected by this year's wildfires can apply for unreimbursed agricultural losses through our West Texas Wildfire Relief Fund. Applications are due May 31st. For an application and details, visit txfb.us/wildfire-relief-fund. Falcon Music Camps, deadline, June 1st. The University of Texas Permian Basin Music Department has scheduled Falcon Music Camps June 6th through July 19th at UTPB, 4901 East University. Deadline to register is June 1st. To register, camp schedule, or for more information, call 432-552-4294, email music@utpb.edu, or visit utpb.edu/music. Storytime and Craft. The Ector County Library, 321 West 5th, has scheduled a summer-themed children's story time and crafts at 10 a.m. June 1st in the auditorium. For more information, call 432-332-0633 or visit ector.lib.tx.us. Aquarium Nightlights. The Ector County Library, 321 West 5th, has scheduled Aquarium Nightlights from 3 to 4:30 p.m. June 1st in the basement activity room. The event is limited to 10 attendees. Registration is required. To register or for more information, call 432-332-0633 or visit ector.lib.tx.us. Fundraiser. Chipotle, 3810 East 42nd, has scheduled a Permian Band and Color Guard fundraiser from 5 to 9 p.m. June 1st. 33% of the event sales will be donated to the cause. Visit tinyurl.com/H3C8CWTV. OC 75th Anniversary. Odessa College will be celebrating its 75th anniversary with a free concert featuring Little River Band from 7 to 10 p.m. June 1st at the Ector Theater, 500 North Texas. Doors open at 6 p.m. Admission is free, however, tickets are required. Visit tinyurl.com/3AMHVJ9P. Town Hall. Commissioner Mike Gardner has scheduled a town hall at 6 p.m. June 2nd at Kellis Turner Park, Sheriff's Annex Building, 2230 Sycamore. Kellis Turner Park Improvement poll results will be discussed. To sign up for updates, visit tinyurl.com/5648JTAY. Jewels of the Sea. The Ector County Library, 321 West 5th, has scheduled Jewels of the Sea for ages 7 and older from 3:30 to 5 p.m. June 2nd in the basement activity room. For more information, call 432-332-0633 or visit ector.lib.tx.us. Evening of Percussion. Odessa High School Bronco Band has scheduled an evening of percussion at 7 p.m. June 2nd at the Odessa High School Performing Arts Center. The event will feature Lalo Davila, Fausto Cuevas III, Rich Redmond, Bowie Middle School, Crockett Middle School, and Odessa High School. Tickets are $10 each or $20 for reserved seats. Tickets are available at the booster office in the OHS Band Hall. Visit tinyurl.com/2S3RRNMA. Jazz Party. The West Texas Jazz Society has scheduled a jazz party June 2nd through 4th at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center, 305 East 5th. Concert schedule is as follows. June 2nd, 7 to 11 p.m. in the Devonian Ballroom. June 3rd, 8 to 10 p.m. at the Ector Theater. June 4th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Devonian Ballroom. Meals are available for purchase and included in patron pass tickets. June 4th, 7 to 11 p.m. in the Devonian Ballroom. For tickets or more information, visit WTJS.org. Alley-Oop Festival. Ira Ann Sheffield Chamber of Commerce has scheduled Alley-Oop Festival from 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. June 3rd and from 9 a.m. to midnight June 4th at 9261 Alley-Oop Lane in Iran. June 3rd, 5 p.m. gun show at the Civic Center, 5:15 p.m. parade lineup, 5:45 p.m. parade starts, 6 p.m. Mr. Oop and Ms. Ula pageant, 6 p.m. cornhole tournament and 7 p.m. DJ Luis Montejano. Admission is free. June 4th, 8 a.m. Fun Run, 8:20 a.m. 5K Run, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Gun Show, 9 a.m. Cook-Off, 10 a.m. 9-Hole Scramble, 11 a.m. DJ Luis Montejano, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kids Pool Party, and 8 p.m. Dance featuring Jace Martin and Case Harden. Admission is free for ages 3 and under, $5 for ages 4 to 15, and $10 for ages 16 and older. There will also be water jumpers, barrel train rides, archery tag, gaming trailer, triple bungee jumper, food trucks, a variety of vendors, and more. Vendors are needed. Call Tiffany Rodriguez at 432-302-0488 or email alleyooprestoration@gmail.com. Visit tinyurl.com/BDFJAV53. Hot summer nights. Downtown Odessa Incorporated and Odessa Arts will present Hot Summer Nights, free concerts at 8 p.m. each Friday, June 3rd through July 29th, except for July 1st. June concerts will be inside the Ector Theater at 500 North Texas. July concerts will be at the Knoll Heritage Plaza, 301 West 5th. The lineup is as follows. June 3rd, West Texas Jazz Society. June 10th, Montopolis. June 7th, White Ghost Shivers. June 24th, Stephanie Urbina Jones and the Honky Tonk Mariachi. July 8th, Donovan Keith. July 15th, The Vinyl Stripes. July 22nd, The Selfless Lovers. July 29th, Battle of the Bands winner. All concerts will be free, no tickets needed. Sponsorships are available. To sponsor, visit tinyurl.com/2P8MU5S4. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/3NYXBZR3. Kids Farmers Market. The West Texas Food Bank and HEB has scheduled a Kids Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. June 4th at the Food Bank, 411 South Pagewood. Kiddos will be able to fill their own farmers market bag with free produce donated by HEB. There will be other booths to learn from and several different giveaways. One bag per child, please, while supplies last. Visit tinyurl.com/BDHREDBB.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.